Hey, this is Brian from St. Louis, and I don't know if this is a question for the cards or just like a correction and omission type thing, or performance review, I guess, is what we're calling it. But Kevin mentioned that he had soup at home, and then he said that it was white chicken chili, and I'm just wondering, is chili soup? Yeah, I guess I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks. Hey, y'all, this is Brian from St. Louis. I keep calling, but I'm driving. I just wanted to say that Metatron is the angel that's like the voice of God, because if you hear the actual voice of God, you'll like turn into a pillar of salt or explode into a shower of sparks or something. So Metatron is like the mouthpiece of God. So anyway, I'll take my answer off the air. Bye. Hey, y'all. I am still in the car. I'm still listening. It's a couple of minutes after the first couple of messages that I sent. You were just getting ready to do Queerance Corner. You were changing up the spread. I was going to call with something about that, and then you started calling me daddy, and I forgot what I was going to say, but I was already, like, halfway to dialing. So here we are. I guess I don't have anything to say about that. Yeah, this is Brian from St. Louis. Love you. Love the show. Bye.
Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That is one of your hosts. His name is Kevin.
And that's another one of your hosts. His name is Ben.
And together, we are here to solve your problems in 30 minutes-ish.
30 minutes-ish. I feel like, you know, finding that sweet spot has been difficult for us from time to time. But I'm confident on this episode that...
certainly nothing will go off the rails.
No, absolutely not. We'll stay straight to the outline, which, talking about the outline, it starts with a performance review.
And I feel like we're already in it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want to start addressing that stuff now.
Okay, but we'll finish the outline and get to it. I mean,
can we talk about it?
Sure.
Okay.
Other stuff is coming after this.
Well...
That's the rest of the outline.
That's, yeah... There's going to be more to it. There were some good nugs about Metatron already.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the meat and potatoes of the performance review.
Mm-hmm.
But I just... So, is chili soup? Regular chili? No.
Okay.
I don't necessarily... Wouldn't really consider it. It's more of like a stew. It's soup-ish.
Yeah. What's the difference between a stew and a soup?
There's like more stuff in a stew, less broth.
Yeah,
I think of like chicken noodle soup. It's like it's mostly
the broth and then some like noodles and chicken.
Right.
Yeah, but like a stew is hearty. It's thicker.
Yeah, but like so, white chicken chili is kind of on the borderline between it because there is more like there's actual broth in it where there isn't really broth in a chili.
Yeah.
So it's like a different. It's a different
most of the experience. Chili broth is just like juices from like the tomatoes.
Right. Yeah.
And you add a little water.
At least but I not do. Much.
Not much. Just enough to wet it up a little.
Chicken chili is like if chili and chicken noodle soup had a baby.
So maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe is the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that it's a good time now to get into the performance review. Oh, no, it's probably not because we have to tell them what else we do on this show.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're going to come back to the performance review. So the other things that we do, obviously... After we do the big Metatron performance review, we're going to do the spread. We're going to get a question. We're going to read the question. We're going to draw three tarot cards. And then in the order that we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Then we do the card of the week.
That's for everyone. And then after that, we do the outro.
And then after that.
There's something fun.
There's fun. Little beep. Hi, I'm here.
Just that exactly. That's the show. Those are the things that we do. The four things that we do, 5-ish, 4.5, 4.1. Those are the things that we do every week. But less and less every week.
Less and less. And we've talked about it last week where it's kind of like, you know, sometimes we just think that we have such a good pre-show that we just don't even need to do the actual show.
Like last week, we gave such good advice, and then the cards gave us such a muddled story that really we should have just ended on our advice.
Yep. We're getting really good at the advice part of it.
We're just going to be an advice podcast.
It's the Dear Abby of podcasts. I'm sure that exists.
For sure.
I also think that it's important to note that we said the cutoff for getting in your submissions was
December 8th.
Yeah. And I think we can extend that.
So you're giving them more time now.
I'm giving everybody more time if they still want to get something in.
Well, we should say if you didn't catch it, we're doing audio Christmas greetings for you or your friends or your family or whatever. You will, in the Facebook group, tell us what you want us to say, and then we will say it.
30 seconds or less. Yes. One per customer.
Yes.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. But you have until December 18th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a Wednesday.
Sure.
2019, the year of our Lord. So keep them coming.
Yep. We're excited for that.
I am, and I'm like, we're preemptively saying that we're extending it, not knowing how many we have on the docket. Sure. So we're putting a lot of faith in you.
Yeah. Could be zero, could be 40. Who knows?
If it was 40, that would be interesting. I'd be okay with it though.
Yeah. We'd be busy. We'd need some lemon tea. Keep our vocal.
I have to split it up into a couple days.
Yeah. So that's that. Do we want to talk about at the top before we lose some laws, the big news?
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay. So here's the big news. This year, we are doing a live Christmas spectacular.
It's going to be shared in the Facebook group.
It'll be on Facebook Live, I suppose, or something like that.
I'm thinking that. I don't know. We still haven't really worked out the technological kinks in it. So, but we are excited to announce, and we're fun to bring it to you.
Yeah, we're fun to bring it to you.
We're excited to bring it to you.
There's going to be eggnog. Fireplace.
Fire.
Fire in a fireplace. There's going to be fire.
Pajamas.
There's going to be a live call-in. So you can call in to the show.
While we're on the air.
Live.
We're not going to
do We don't know how yet, but you can.
We're going to figure it out. We also don't know how... We're not going to run the special where if you call in the next 10 minutes type thing because people are actually going to be able to call in.
Yeah,
because
then we'll really screw ourselves out of that. So this is going to be, did I say the day? It's going to be December 22nd, a Sunday, in the afternoon, Central Time. That's GMT minus 6? No, 6. Yeah, because, wait.
It's GMT minus 6.
During winter. GMT minus 6, that's Central Standard Time in the U.S. That's the afternoon, so block off that time. We'll give you a more specific time when we get it and more details as they arise, but... We just want you to mark out that.
Yeah, I'm thinking the sweet spot is somewhere going to be between like noon and 2.
Something like that.
So,
get pumped.
Maybe I'll even like read a story or something like that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. So, December 22nd in the afternoon, GMT minus 6, the Amateur Tarot Live Christmas Spectacular.
Can't wait.
Need a song for that.
All right, let's jump into the performance review.
Chadai. Here we are in the performance review. Autobots rollout. Metatron. Let's get into it.
Yeah. Is Metatron an Autobot?
I guess not. He's also apparently not a Decepticon.
He's also an angel.
He is an angel, is what I've been told. Brian said that, and then Maggie said that as well in the Facebook group. A lot of people got into it, but Maggie posted... A helpful link. I'm going to read some of that helpful link, which says, Archangel Metatron is known as the Angel of Life. Here's a pop-up, free gift, numerology, reading customized to your birthday. Start your free reading. I'll pass for now. I'll begin again. Archangel Metatron is known as the Angel of Life and the Angel of the Covenant and is represented in a number of esoteric systems of knowledge. Metatron is the archangel that you can depend upon when you are making dramatic shifts in your energetic life. As you make progress on your path, Metatron will help you raise your vibrational energy to meet the demands that you encounter. His special mission is to help the children of Earth as they grow into adulthood, blah, blah, blah. He sits very close to the throne of divine power, working as the scribe of God, presides over the Akashic records, in which there is a record of everything that happens in the universe. I'm almost done, I promise. As God's scribe, Metatron offers a direct link between the physical world that we live in and the divine realm of God and the angels through the use of sacred geometry, namely the Merkaba cube. Metatron has unlimited power to intercede on our behalf whenever we need him. For sure, the Merkaba cube sounds like a Transformers thing.
Yeah, it definitely does. Also want to put this question out into the ether, and I don't know if it was discussed in anything, but so is Metatron the magician then?
I don't know.
Because somebody in there had talked about how Metatron was once a human, but now he's God, so he's like the connection between God.
Yeah, it says that. I skipped that part, but he used to be the Hebrew prophet Enoch, and then he became an angel.
I'm going to read Alan and see if he mentions Metatron at all. Because that sounds a lot like the magician, doesn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
No.
No.
He doesn't say anything about it.
Anyway, we got a lot of comments about Metatron. That's what we know about Metatron now.
He was pretty banty in there about Metatron. A lot of opinions on Metatron. I had never known who Metatron was.
No, I've never heard of Metatron either. I should say that reading that I did was from thesecretofthetarot.com. Maggie posted that link in the Facebook group. Ikaru loves working with Metatron's energy. He's apparently not a Transformer, but a lot of what I read sounded like...
He's a Transformer because he transformed from human to divine.
Book it.
It's a different kind of Transformer than what we're used to, but he's still a Transformer.
Book it.
You're welcome. I'm just a good co-host. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, that training.
Yeah, it's really paying off.
We're done?
Was there anything else? I feel like there was more.
In my head, there was more, but then we got into it.
What did Brian say?
He said that he was like the voice of God, because if you heard God's voice, you turn into a pillar of salt or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's cool. I just have more questions that have not been answered.
Well, start asking.
Well, how many angels are there?
A lot.
I know that there's a lot of angels, but how many angels like have backstories like Gabriel and Metatron?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's like, oh, all the angels are these different levels and, you know, the cherub and the seraphim and all that stuff. But in reality, we only talk about a couple.
This sounds like good fodder for your Bible podcast.
I know. And it's like, it's almost like you think about the senators, right? Like the U.S. senators or the House. We only talk about a couple of them, but there's 50 of them.
But there's a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, 100 of them. I just said 50 of them. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to do an amateur civics podcast.
Okay. Maybe that's more up my alley than you can do the Bible thing. I'll do the civics thing.
Okay. How many people are in the house?
435.
Book it. All right. That's a performance review.
Chadai. Let's get into more of the show. Queer and Square.
Anyway, we have a question this week from Lucy. And Lucy asks, how can I make new friends as an adult?
Good question.
We've answered a similar question
have
before.
I was afraid that we might have.
This one's very on the nose, and I like that.
Okay, what was that other one? Do you remember? Who knows?
Nope.
Okay, because this did feel a little familiar.
It has a feel. And I think the important thing at this, I think we're getting into pre-advice here, is that everybody has this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people have this
problem. Most people, unless you happen to live somewhere that you've never left and other people haven't left, or you went to college somewhere and you and several people didn't leave that place after college. Yeah. Most other people, though, have this problem.
I mean, but even I, like, so I'm from St. Louis, and, like, I don't want to say that I have, like, a hard time making friends, but, like, there's all these people that I know that live here in St. Louis. I don't really hang out with them or, like, consider them friends. It's just, like, I don't know, when you become an adult, things take precedence and you're busy, and like I would just much rather sit at home and read than like attempt to keep in a relationship fruitful, a friendship fruitful.
I'm with you. It's hard. It's a lot of work.
You can start a podcast with somebody. Sure. That's a good way to become friends with somebody.
Remember college when just like people were always around?
Yeah. That was not a good thing of like, you could just walk into a friend's house and just like sit there. Like, I feel like now in my life, I really like watching Netflix shows by myself and then going and talking about them with people later. But like in college, it was like, hey man, do you want to start watching Breaking Bad?
And then you just do it. No responsibilities.
No responsibilities.
I didn't take enough advantage of that.
Yeah, it's a lot different now.
Mm-hmm. Now we're just nostalgic.
I'm like looking off into the distance, like thinking about it.
I mean, there's no video component, but imagine like going to sepia tone and some music's playing in the background. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I've come to talk with you again.
Yeah. All right. So how do you make new friends as an adult? Start a podcast, take an improv class. Honestly, my advice is that you should just think about something that you like to do or that you want to learn how to do better or more of.
Find that group.
And find the group that does that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's really hard to go to a party or to an event and just, hello, my name's Ben. I have a tarot podcast. Like, I don't talk to people. I don't like to talk to people that way. I never know what to say. And it's always awkward. But when you're at a thing, like if you really like cooking and then you're in a cooking class, everybody there also likes cooking. That's a great entry point into talking to somebody.
Yeah. No one that's an adult is taking a cooking class unless they're like forced to by a significant other. That's like, I really don't want to be here.
Yeah.
There's a reason they took the cooking class.
And you already know you have something in common to talk about. And also you're not just standing there talking to them. There's an activity that's going on as you're getting to know them. So that takes some of the pressure off.
Because even if you have like a really niche, I don't want to say really niche, but like something that is not even like a big community, like tarot, there are two guys in some city that you may or may never have even heard of at this point that have a podcast about it.
Wouldn't that be weird?
That would be weird.
Julia used to go to a Spanish language meetup group where people just go and talk in Spanish to each other.
Like, yeah.
I used to do kickball. Kickball.
Kickball is like blown up in popularity. Sure. Did you play right over here in Brentwood?
No, I played in Tower Grove Park.
Oh, there's a field right over here in Brentwood. And that's where I used to play.
Okay.
It's really convenient because there's a grocery store right there. You get your beers. You go play kickball.
I played with some improv friends, but then some of their non-improv friends played and they become some of my good friends.
Huh, how
one
about
of
that?
One of them was the officiant at my wedding. I met him through kickball.
That's the power of improv.
There you go. But he didn't do improv. He just did kickball. He was just a friend of a friend. So that's how you meet people.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you ask them, when are you going to start doing classes?
Sure. That's how you get them. So that's our good advice. Again, I feel like we don't need the cards because we're just giving really solid advice. That's how we met. That's how we're friends.
Through improv.
Through improv. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how Brian and I were friends.
All right. Well, that's the podcast.
Thanks. See you later. Thanks for coming. All right. Here comes the Eurptic Shuffle. We'll see what the cards have to say.
Down, down, do your dance, do your dance.
Got a jumper.
Wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Flip. Six of Wands.
I like this Six of Wands.
Yeah, it comes up a lot.
So the Six of Wands is a person on a horse that
riding on my horse.
Exactly, like that. Holding a wand with a wreath on the top. There are five people by their side that are marching with them. It's like a victory card, right? Like,
yep.
People are trying to be like you.
Yeah, this is it. This is the victory card. This could be what we were talking about of graduating college, or you're getting a new job and you're moving somewhere. Something's going really well in your life. Maybe the thing that's inspiring you to end up in a place where you're needing to make friends as an adult, like you're entering a new life stage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like reading it almost as like, you know, people are around during the good times.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know that there's a lot of people when you're graduating college, you know how many people love you and you're getting a new job and moving to a city. Oh my God, that's so exciting. Like, good luck and da da da. And then you get there and you're just like, hey.
Like, yeah, that's exactly it.
Why did anybody tell me that I should buy toilet paper when I am out?
Yep. That exactly. Yeah. So this is like the people. I mean, the card is about somebody like riding into town victorious, but it could also be about somebody just like leaving town victorious, or like they're having a lot of success, everybody's celebrating them, but that heralds a new change. Can't rest on your laurels forever.
Yep.
The present. Flip. Page of Wands. The Kevin Arnold card.
The Kevin Arnold card.
I mean, he even kind of looks like he's got like red hair.
I don't have red hair.
You don't, I guess. You have brown hair.
Anyway, so the Page of Wands is...
That was embarrassing. That was just really embarrassing.
Why?
I don't know, because you don't have red hair. I don't know why I said that. You have light brown hair, but...
What I was going to say is we're very wand heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. Two in a row.
Yeah. So the Page of Wands kind of reminds me of the Fool.
Yep.
Standing in a desert, holding a wand, looking out over what's to come.
Yeah, and this card makes me think that the situation of making new friends... This is not like you in Sepia tones, hello darkness, my old friend, staring out the window. This is the person that was celebrating, victorious, and now is starting over as a page. They're excited, they're bright-eyed, they're optimistic, they're ready to hit the ground running in this new environment, in this new situation, but they're looking to make new friends, not in a sad way. It's not like they're failing a bunch. It's just that they have arrived at a new point in their life and are kind of starting over. And that's okay.
Yep. I'm not going to add to that.
Okay. The future, flip. A different page, the Page of Swords.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the Page of Swords is standing on top of a hilltop. Wind is blowing. We've got a man bun, a lot of hair, and they got the sword at the ready.
Yeah. Okay. I got one here. The court cards, a lot of times we read them as being about the querent, but the court cards can also be about other people in your life. And I think that the answer here is similar to what we were saying, which is that you want to be looking out. Like, I'm going to say the Page of Swords is somebody else. You're the Page of Wands. The Page of Swords is somebody else. This is another person that you're going to meet who's also at that same phase of life. They're also a page. They're in a new environment. They're in a new situation. They're excited. They're eager. They are maybe a little bit different in that their primary principle is like air, is the mind, is wisdom, is knowledge, and you're more passion, more excitement. You act without thinking. They think first and then act. But this is another person who's a lot like you. And so you want to find these people.
Yeah, and like the way that the cards are situated right now, I mean, just from optics, the Page of Wands looks to the right. And the Page of Swords looks to the left. So they're looking at each other in this reading.
Yeah. Maybe this is even somebody that you've already sort of are aware of, like maybe a coworker or something like that.
Yeah. I like that.
The future / advice is like, maybe you even already know who this person is, but there's another person or other people that are at the same phase as you. They have maybe a different energy, a different vibe, maybe a little more serious. That's how I interpret the swords, a little more serious. But this person who's in the same phase as you is looking for the same thing, and you all just need to find each other.
Book it.
All right, now we're out. Should we do card of the week?
Let's do card of the week. As you're shuffling, I will tell the people what the card of the week is. It's a card that sets the tone for the whole entire week to come.
The end. It's for lost and found laws.
Lost and found. I don't think it actually does apply to houses.
You've thought about it since then? It doesn't. If these walls could talk.
If these walls could talk.
Then it would be for them, but they can't, so it's not.
Yeah, and also I don't want to like be responsible if something bad happens to anybody's house.
That's how they're going to get you. Let's do card of the week. Here it is. Flip. The sun.
That's going to be a fun card to
describe?
No. Read? Yes. To take a picture of for our tarot.
Oh, or for our read. Yeah.
Whenever we do that, probably by the time I tweet.
Yeah.
So the sun card is the sun in the sky. Looks like Olmec.
Okay.
From Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
And in the foreground you have sunflowers and then a baby on a horse.
Riding on my horse.
The baby's holding a very big blanket.
I think it's a flag.
A flag.
I don't know. Somebody will tell us for
Somebody
sure.
Will tell us, yeah. The horse looks unamused.
Mm.
Baby looks happy AF though.
All right. What's Alan got? Probably a lot because it's a major arcana.
Fulfillment.
Nice.
Alan says, this is a card of great joy and represents a gift from the spirit. Hard work is behind you, the wall, and you may now enjoy the freedom of increased awareness and renewed vitality. A barrier has been crossed, and the querent may emerge as a child, full of the radiance of the sun. Strength is given, the horse, and sunflowers are in bloom. The open flowers indicate that a harvest is available, the seeds, which can be eaten, enjoyed, and then planted within one's consciousness, renewal and rebirth. The child is naked with open arms, indicating that the pure love contained in spirit is available to life here on earth. Note that the three points on the child's body form a triangle, with its points facing downwards into our ordinary daily life. The child carries a banner, signifying pride and accomplishment,
okay,
while the banner's staff is crowned by a point. showing purpose and direction. The child rides his steed. The horse is also a symbol of the sun, with neither bridle nor saddle. He is perfectly balanced and unafraid, having reached the state of harmony with lower nature.
I didn't know that about the wall being like a barrier that you're crossing.
Seems cool.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Sure. This is another good one. I mean, the world, a good one about harmony and completion. This one, you've overcome an obstacle. You're feeling good. You're feeling optimistic. All is revealed. You're reborn in some ways.
You know what kind of made me mad, though?
Tell me.
Alan says, note that the three points of the child's body form a triangle with its point facing downwards into the ordinary daily life.
Uh-huh.
Like, triangles have three points.
Yeah.
So the point facing downward, like, it's also facing upwards.
I'm not seeing it.
I'm guessing it's like this hand and the, so like this. But then I would say it's pointed towards the banner.
Yeah.
Oh, the, like his nipples and his belly button.
Oh.
That's weird.
That's weird to think about. Yeah. I don't like this. That's card of the week. We're getting canceled.
All right, we're landing the plane now.
Very quickly. We're really, yes.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you, Lucy. Good luck making friends. Thank you to the rest of the Lols out there. Thank you for listening. And now, a moment of silence for the lost Lols.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
It's a website.
You can ask questions there. There's a form to do that. It'll be sent to an email address that Ben will pull up on his laptop with his a million other open tabs.
Yep. I do have a lot of open tabs. Do we need to go through them?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. But I thought I'd offer. You just wanted to prolong this a little bit longer.
I don't know. Look at the time. Maybe we can. I know I can, like, prolong this.
Yeah. It's very easy to get me to talk about something. All right. We also have a phone number, 314-325-6047. You can call that number if you don't want to go to the website. You can text us your question. You can leave a voicemail with your question. You can leave a comment, as Brian had. You can ask about the open tabs on that phone number.
Also, shout out to Brian for calling, which I'm assuming through Bluetooth because he was driving. So,
yeah.
Way to obey local laws.
And he probably took a shower.
Probably. Anyway, you can also get down into the nitty gritty of this podcast on facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
Reminder, before December 16th, was that the day?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. You can leave us your audio greeting that you would like us to record for you.
Kevin? I think it was the 18th.
Okay, the 18th.
Right, because we sure. Yeah.
But it's like when you tell somebody the thing starts at 7:30 when it really starts at 8, so they show up at 7:45.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I show up early to stuff.
So. I try to. Got stuck in traffic yesterday. I was late to a thing.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, me too. There was like an accident on the highway. Anyway. Kevin's got a Twitter, at Scouts Tarot. Nothing there, just an egg. But if you like eggs.
Make lemonade.
If you like eggs, make lemonade.
You can find Ben at I'mMakingAllThisUp.com.
Oh, man. That's the show title. I also love, like, I imagine people listen, like, they see the show title and they're waiting for it to come up. And the last couple have been, like, right at the very, the right bitter at the end.
I think that, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ben has a bunch of stuff that he's written on I'mMakingAllThisUp.com.
You can get
past.
Advice there. No cards, just advice. Straight up. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It would be very helpful. We're trying to get to 55 five-star reviews before the end of the year. Help us reach our goal. No item number 9. It's dead. It's gone.
That's so weird. I mean, I miss it, but I don't. I am going to use this time, though, to kind of come back to what we have been talking about saving the date for December 22nd.
Mm, good.
It's going to be a rowdy good time. I'm going to promote it on my Twitter. I can't even say it with the straight
it's
face.
It's such a lie.
It is such a lie. Spoiler alert.
Magic is real. And now let's circle back to what we had forgotten to come back to.
Jorge, do not seek the treasure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was thinking about the Christmas decorations.
What about the Christmas decorations?
We said we were going to talk about them. on this episode. Last episode, we said we were going to talk about the Christmas decorations.
Oh, gosh. I forgot about that part, too. We have so much more.
Holy crap.
We're a week late on giving the Jorge. Thing. Yeah.
I forgot about that. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Christmas decorations. We had a thing to say, right?
Did we? Remind me of what we had to say.
I don't know. We just said we were going to come back to it. I said I wasn't going to get into the Christmas decoration thing because I had something to say, which is just that I think that my mother-in-law, I think she's a lot of fake trees, and I think that I'm going to get one to borrow, and I'm excited about it.